This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It's Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. A lot cooler than yesterday. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg has a forecast in just 7 minutes. As the Sonia Gray disciplinary hearings enter their fourth week, KMOX poses the question, is taxpayer money being wasted?
Former St. Louis City Alderman Joe Vaccaro believes Mayor Tishard Jones did the right thing, wanting to fire personnel director Sonia Gray for taking a city vehicle for personal business.
If the mayor does nothing, everybody's going to come out in the election and say, oh my gosh, she let her friend go. This is a political, you know. And if she's doing something, they're saying, oh, this is political. It's just a no-win.
Vaccaro says he believes in the process, even if the cost of holding hearings surpasses the $170 Gray wrongly used and paid back after her personal trip to Jeff City last year.
Is it a waste? It's an expense you really don't want to see. Should she be let go? Apparently, I would agree that she should. But the hearing will figure that one out.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The St. Louis Board of Aldermen resumes its chaotic Friday meeting today with anticipated debate on how to spend Rams settlement money. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer will have the floor. She says she plans to move forward with her substitute to a compromise bill, carving out $40 million for the water division and leaving the nearly $260 million to address after their break.
KMOX pressed Schweitzer on what her concern is with the other bill on the floor, Alderwoman Boyd's bill to spend the money now.
She, as the sponsor, has even said that the bill needs more work.
Schweitzer says she doesn't believe either bill has the votes to pass.
The St. Louis alderman accused of being drunk by the Aldermanic Board president, calling for city leadership change starting at the top.
Alderman Joe Vollmer tells the DGS the change needs to be from Mayor Tishard Jones down to Board President Megan Green. He says progressive policies have not worked.
I run a business that is full of tourists on the Hill neighborhood, and these people come into town asking, where is it safe to go? Where can we find another place like your neighborhood here? And that's so sad to hear, because growing up here all my life since 1959, downtown was always the place to be.
Vollmer owns Milo's on the Hill, and he specifically points to a belief by some progressives that defunding the police is good, when in fact, he says, it is not. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A new poll shows a clear leader in the four-person race to be mayor of St. Louis.
The Remington and Moscow poll surveyed over 500 likely voters, asking if they viewed each of the candidates as favorable or unfavorable. Only one candidate was viewed as favorable by more than a quarter of respondents, Alderwoman Kara Spencer. Spencer was viewed as favorable by half of all who responded to the poll, while 18% viewed her as unfavorable, with about a third having no opinion. Meanwhile, only 21% viewed incumbent Tishard Jones as favorable, with an overwhelming 62% viewing her as unfavorable, nearly a 3-to-1 ratio. The other candidates, Michael Butler and Andrew Jones, both saw 3/4 of respondents with no opinion of them. The primary election is March 4th. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A teen male shot dead in Belleville. Police say they found the 16-year-old victim in front of a home Monday evening in the 100 block of North 81st. He had been shot several times. No word on suspects.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is advising the public to be vigilant as flu cases and respiratory virus levels tick up statewide. So what's making everybody so sick right now?
Influenza, SARS-CoV-2, which is the cause of COVID, RSV, metapneumovirus, norovirus, all of those are sort of in the news and have increased activity as we would expect during this time of year.
Dr. Amesh Adulja at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health on who is more at risk.
It's those people that are at the extremes of age, very young, very old, pregnant women, those with any underlying medical conditions, which could be diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, lung disease, certainly the immunocompromised. They're all kind of fitting in that high-risk category where their infection might not be a simple, easy one.
If you do get sick, Dr. Adulja says to be sure to ask your doctor for an antiviral medication. For the flu, that would be Tamiflu. For COVID, it would be Paxlovid.
Now, the future of St. Louis, Michael Calhoun on Innovation.
The St. Louis area is the epicenter of ag tech today and tomorrow.
It's the Agri-Food Innovation Summit, bringing together companies making everything from seed innovations to technology tools and farmers to figure out how to grow more food using the same amount of water and land, because populations are growing, but the earth is not.
That is a major priority for the entire world, and we are amazingly well situated here in St. Louis to be the locus for solving that problem.
Vijay Chawan is the global STL lead at BioSTL. He says farmers are hungry for innovation, which could save them money at a time when their inputs are more expensive and their market revenue is unstable. One example of what we'll hear this week, a new tool that keeps fertilizer from running off the fields and into streams, and tech to most optimally design planting in the field for max efficiency. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, a Washington Avenue staple is closing. Blondie's Coffee, Wine, and Dessert Bar officially shut down Friday after 13 years in business. It was owned by McGowan Brothers Development. Tim McGowan says Blondie's wasn't profitable in 2024. This year didn't look any better. The McGowan sold the building last year to Miami-based investor. They've sold off most of their residential holdings on Washington Avenue.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.